Let's talk some rugby league now, because we heard the news earlier on today that the Huddersfield Giants halfback Luke Robinson has been forced to quit the game at the age of 31, and he joins us right now. Good morning, Luke.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. Yeah, it's obviously not the greatest of news, but I'm okay at the moment.
So just tell us exactly how bad this injury is, and how long have you been suffering?
Yeah, you know, I suppose from the outside, a lot of people won't realise really, because obviously when you see the shirt go, the numbers go on there, and the names going up on the team sheet, you just assume everyone's okay. You know, everyone's normally injured in rugby league, even from the start of the year, but it's been problematic for me for about, I'd probably say about 2 or 3 years I've been struggling with it, and it's got to a stage where it's been a little bit of a nightmare really, getting the boot on last year. I've injected it that many times, I've had that many cortisones in it that it's worn away. I basically ripped my labrum and in my I basically ripped all my hips, so basically what I need to do, I need a replacement hip, which is very, very strange to say at 31 that I'll be in the same situation as my 58-year-old father, but I'm going to need a replacement hip in the next sort of 4 or 5 weeks.
Wow, okay, next 4 or 5. It's funny because a cousin of mine is exactly the same age as I've been told that she needs a hip replacement, because it's something you can only do, I think, is it twice in your life?
Yeah, this is why it's so scary, really. Obviously, I've been seen as the best sort of people, one of the best surgeons in the country, really, but you can only have it so many times, the operation, and they only last really between 15 and 20 years. So it's a little bit, obviously it's very, 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 you know, nerve-wracking really. Because obviously I've got a young family, I've got 3 boys that I want to be able to play with and grow up with, you know, and I don't want to be in a wheelchair. So, it's very nervous. It's obviously something you don't want to wear, but I need to have it done really just for the quality of life for the next sort of 30 years. But I'm just hoping, fingers crossed, that the medical advancements are going to be made in the next sort of 20, 30 years so that something can be done later down the line as well.
Yeah, and it's a very short career, any sporting career really, and I guess you have to think about the future in the end, don't you?
Yeah, I think, you know, if you'd asked me 3 or 4 years ago, I'd have done anything to play the game. Obviously I have done, you know, I've injected the high element out of it really, you know, just to get myself on the field and get myself being able to run at a certain standard, but, you know, I've come to an age now where I've got 3 young kids that, at the end of the day, I've got to take into consideration the rest of my life. And it is only a game at the end of the day. I wouldn't have been saying that 3 or 4 years ago, but I obviously am now, and I've got to make sure that I'm doing the best not only for myself, but for them. And like I say, it's very, very worrying, because I want to be able to walk, I want to be able to play with them, you know, I want to get old, be able, you know, not in a wheelchair. So it's definitely worrying, but, you know, they've been combined with the club for this field, and getting me to see the right people, and they've also granted me a testimonial, which I'll be starting this year, which is the RFL, and obviously they've granted me that, so I'm very grateful for that as well.
What's next? Have you thought about the future yourself? Is it first and foremost, you know, get yourself right and then think about what you're going to be doing next? Is it coaching? Is it media?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they both have their own, I'd love really, you know, both the coaching side of things, and I've been doing a little bit of radio and TV over the last few years, so they're both definitely avenues that I'd like to explore and something I think I'd be good at in both of them. But you don't know the future's going to hold. I think first and foremost, as you spoke about before, it's about just sorting my, making sure that I can walk really, seeing what the surgeons recommend.
Luke, we wish you obviously the very best for the future, of course. I am sure there will be some commentary positions becoming available, so we'll keep you in mind. Obviously, one small positive: you're trending on Twitter this morning.
Oh, am I trending? All right. It's small constellation, but I'll take it at the moment.
Luke, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. Good luck with what happens next, and we'll catch up with you soon. Cheers, Luke.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.